A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today we go to an absolutely beautiful place. I was there this time of year several years ago. We're going to the Rhone Valley, and specifically, we're going to Châteauneuf-du-Pape, probably one of the most famous villages for wine producing in the whole Rhone area. We're going to be drinking the F. Jeanneté. F.J.E.A.N.T.E.T. Châteauneuf-du-Pape 2015, which happened to be a great year in that part of the world, and where they've been making wine for a very long time. Now, in the Rhone area, there's kind of a winemaking freedom that is not enjoyed in other parts of France. If one goes to Burgundy, for example, the winemakers are limited to the use of Pinot Noir or Chardonnay, just two varieties. In Bordeaux, you have Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and maybe a little Petit Syrah. But Petit Verdot. And they're limited to just those. In the Rhone Valley, anything goes, and they can have up to 13 different varietals in their wine. The primary wines being grown there, though, are Syrah and Grenache, and that's the two varieties are found in the F. Jeanneté's Châteauneuf-du-Pape. Enough of that patter. Let's put some in the glass and see what they have to offer. I've poured it in here in this beautiful garnet red color, almost opaque in its richness. And so just looking at it is fun. And what a wonderful nose. Oh, all sorts of ripe, very ripe berries, but backed up with a cedar, nice cigar box kind of cedar smell going on. Tasting it, it's not big and juicy. It's actually pretty lean and minerally. Plum, blackberry. I'm getting like almost those cherry cough drop kind of flavors here. And finishing with some nice soft tannins. I think this wine, being a 2015, is getting ready to drink now. I don't know if it would age much longer because it seems so, how should I say, it doesn't have a huge amount of tannins or acidity or minerality in it. So it's offering up its best flavors right today. But I think it's wonderful. There's a little bit of a kind of a bacony, almost smoky bacon fat kind of finish in this wine. I find it to be very, very pleasant. Overall, nicely balanced, medium-bodied Syrah Grenache blend. And this wine would just be the perfect accompaniment to some lamb on the outside grill.